guys, it's your girl Sailor P here, and I'm back. But once again, guess what happened over the last couple of days? I got sick again. OMG. Now I'm telling y'all to stay, 6 feet and all that other stuff. I can't even stay mucus free for like over 2 months, because last time I was sick, I just got back from Vegas, this year, and that was back in January. And February, March, not sick at all. I was taking my vitamins every day, and I still do. I still take vitamin C every day. But over the course of April, I get sick. And I've been wearing long sleeves, have my coat on, have my hat on. It's been kind of warming up, so I got a little windbreaker or whatever. But still, I still be bundled up, and yet I still get sick. So I don't know if it's allergies or just, the weather just changing, but I'm so over it, y'all. I'm so over it. And I'm trying to build up my immune system now, because I do not want to get sick over the summer, because I want a hot girl summer. I do. I want a hot girl summer. I want to go out, have some fun on my days off, and hopefully I'll be looking for another job or whatever, because the one that I am at, it's just time for me to move on. In a way, because I've been there for almost 2 years, and it's just time for me to make some changes. So today, I'm not gonna really be talking that much, because as I'm talking right now, my throat is like kind of closing up on me, and I do apologize for always being sick. It's like ever since I had COVID 2 years ago, it's like every time I catch a cold or whatever, it attacks my lungs. And so when I be walking around, when I was walking around at work the other day, like I was so worn out and so hot and tired, because it was just like, it's so exhausted. And then today I went outside, so it would be, so stuffy in the house. But what I do that for? Because now I'm sneezing. My throat still kind of can't talk. Still kind of scratchy, as you can see. And now I feel like I'm stopped up in the nose now. But that's okay. That's all right. I'm going to take that hefty Benadryl to get it all cleared up in my nose. And Benadryl is going to knock me out. And that's what I need. I need to be knocked out. Because when I got to bed last night, I wasn't coughing throughout the night how I usually be. But I noticed that my coughs and stuff like that would be, activated when I'm awake, but when I'm resting or whatever, it don't be as bad. So tonight I'm gonna get that Benadryl, get something to help my throat, and I'm gonna be knocked out, so that in the morning or whatever, when I get up and go to work, I won't sound as bad. I'm hoping I'm not be as bad. Cross your fingers. So there's that. But the Mario movie is out now. I haven't heard anything yet about the Mario movie, but I'm hoping when I go see it, that it'll live up to the Mario games, because I'm not trying to like set the bar high, but since they really want to make this happen, I'm hoping that they make it happen. My thing is, okay, here's the thing. It came out on April 5th. So I'm wondering, let's go see if when Super Mario came out, because it came out in oh wow, they did a movie about Super Mario Bros. Back in 1993. I didn't know that. Huh. Well, I know they did a kids show about the Super Mario Brothers back in the 80s. But I didn't know that they made a first movie about the Super Mario Brothers back in 1993. Huh. So you learn something new every day. So Super Mario didn't come out until September 13, 1985. But my thing is, why did they released the movie out on a Wednesday instead of a Friday? I'm kind of curious, because April 5th passed, and that was a Wednesday. That was definitely a Wednesday, and I'm wondering why they didn't do it on the day that Mario actually came out, because September 13th of this year, oh, it was also on a Wednesday. Maybe they thought that if they did it like on the weekend, people will be more interested in Easter and, you know, the Passover and all that other stuff, instead of doing it on that weekend, like Easter weekend. You know what I mean? So maybe that's why. But like I said, I haven't heard anything yet. So don't spoil it for people. Just say if you liked it or not. I'll put a poll in it. For those of you who actually seen the Mario movie. Did you like it? Yes or no? Because that way, you know, I can kind of see for myself if I'm going to like it or not. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want no spoilers. No spoilers at all. I just want to see it for myself. So that way, you know, I won't. Well, okay, let me rephrase that. If I get people's votes on it, I'll kind of, you know, have a clue about what I'm in for. But all at the same time, you know, I don't want anything to ruin it for me. You know what I mean? Because there's, you know, there's people protesting already that, you know, the Super Mario should have been, you know, Italian and all that other stuff. Which I kind of agree, because, you know, people want representation, and Super Mario Bros. Was based off of Italians. So I kind of see where people are coming from with that. But, you know, hey, we can't always win them all, apparently. You know, we just gotta roll with what we roll with. But my expectation is, hopefully this movie is good, because, you know, we got all the Mario games and stuff like that, and to come out with a movie featuring those characters in this animation movie, you know, I am expecting for it to be at least at least something that I will watch a second time. You know what I mean? Like, you know, with Sonic, I honestly couldn't wait for the second movie to come out, because what did it for me in the first movie, of course, was Jim Carrey. And that's basically who I wanted to see. And of course, he did not disappoint in the second movie, because he was hilarious in the second movie. He was like, I think in the second movie, I think he really like cut loose with that character, with being Dr. Robotnik and everything. Like, I wasn't excited to really see Sonic, because the only Sonic for me is Gerald White and Sonic XD. Those are my two Sonics. But Gerald White, you know, Steve Urkel, he will always be my Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog. Okay? Because when I was younger, I'm a 90s kid. But they always used to play The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog early in the morning. And I used to watch that all the time. And then there was Sonic Underground, so I watched that. And Gerald White was my Sonic. And I had such a crush on Sonic when I was younger. Like, I didn't realize it back then that I really, like, really liked Sonic. But then as I watched, like, The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog on Tubi and the Sonic Underground, I realized, like, ooh, I had a little crush on Sonic. So, Joe Wright, my Sonic, period. So, I'm hoping the Super Mario Brothers will be, you know, something I will watch a second time, basically. But I'm going to get out of here, because I am sounding worse and worse as I keep talking. But I wanted to share something with y'all, at least, because I'm trying to keep on track with my podcast and stuff like that. And if you want to subscribe to my podcast, it's only 49 cents. Yep, you heard right, 49 cents. I wasn't gonna go up there, you know what I mean, because mostly everybody broke. But if you can spare 49 cents, you know, to subscribe to my podcast, that would be great. If not, you know, don't worry about it. I'm not gonna worry about it. Hopefully, you know, once I feel better, I can get on track of what I said in the first one. Like, when the first episode of the season came out. Sorry, I'm scrambling all over the place now because my head is starting to hurt. But yeah, I want to do new things with you guys as well as some old things, so that, you know, I can keep the podcast rolling. I heard that some people have actually been listening to my podcast, which is great. This is kind of great, surprising, but great. So thank you for those who have been supporting. And like always, you can always send me a message about what you like, or if you want to, you know, come on the episode with me, just let me know. My social should already be in the description of my podcast and whatnot. But if you don't have them, I'll write it in this episode. So, alrighty, I'm gonna get out of here. Y'all do, please don't get like me. Even though, like I said, I've been taking my vitamins and everything, so I don't understand why I got sick. But then I've been around kids, and kids get sick quick as hell. They get sick quick as hell, and then they want to be all over you and all of that stuff. So that's probably one of the reasons how I got sick again. But, yep, you guys stay 6 feet. Stay away from people who are sick. stay away, even your kids. Tell them kids, hey, you know what? let's not climb on mommy and daddy today, okay? Like, I would have a strong immune system too, you know? Because kids bounce back. They bounce back quick as hell as soon as they get sick. And they bounce back. Because we take care of them more than we take care of ourselves. And, of course, no doubt, I'm just playing for those of you who get a little sensitive. Like, yes, I know. Once you have a kid, that is your job to take care of them. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is that we take care of other people so much that we forget to take care of ourselves. That's basically all I'm saying. I'm not trying to be like, nah, don't take care of your kid. No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we need to take better care of ourselves. But I'm gonna go. Y'all stay 6 feet. Y'all keep listening. And hopefully I'll get better, because I hate being sick. But see you all next time. Bye.